What I'd like to do for a moment, if with your permission, is describe teleportation.
Yes, do that, and then let's chat about Men in Black, and you tell me who they are.
Okay. Teleportation, by the way, there is a teleportation exercise on the exercise link on the website. I also describe this in the Time Traveler's book in detail. Teleportation, of course, is when the physical body dematerializes, disappears from one location, and rematerializes or reappears in a different spot. You don't have to do that, though. You can actually go through a tear in the fabric of space-time, so your body doesn't have to look like Scotty's pushing a button here, okay? You can just disappear and immediately reappear. In order to teleport now, it differs from dreams, out-of-body experiences, and lucid dreams because your body actually moves from one location to another. You will the energy vibrating in your from the periphery of the aura of your body will be at a very high rate. You'll experience a tingling, buzzing sensation, and you'll feel a feeling of spiraling upward. You will often hear a popping sound emanating from the top of the head. Now, this is important because people, when they teleport, you will actually feel the physical environment. If you were to astrally project, for example, George, to my office in Woodland Hills, California, and let's say you came on, you weren't wearing any shoes, you would feel the cold slab of the marble in my reception room, for example.
Okay.
If you were out of body, you wouldn't feel anything, you see? So teleportation, you feel the cold, the heat, whatever. That, people need to know that.
So you can feel pain, too.
You could, but nobody dies in teleportation, okay? So that's not the problem.
Unless the machine gets screwed up.
The machine is you, okay? All right. When you return to your point of origin in teleportation, you will again hear that popping sound. That's a very relevant sound, usually at the top of the head. The body travels at the speed of light, so distance is not significant. In order to do this, you want to focus your mind and block out other distractions. I obviously have a script for that. It is only your limiting beliefs that will prevent you from experiencing the uniqueness of this experience. Now, when you actually do the teleportation, the natural tendency is to hold your breath during a teleportation. You don't want to do that. You want to breathe consciously by taking slow, deep breaths so you oxygenate your brain. It'll make the experience more fun and more relevant.
All right, if you hold your breath, what happens?
Well, you'll just get dizzy and you actually will just get fear and you won't do anything. It won't be harmed. You'll just be like, I don't want to do this, okay? And that's not the purpose. You will feel lightheaded. Even with the deep breathing, but you'll have this swirling upward spiraling sensation, which is natural during a teleportation. Your perception will be as if you're looking through a keyhole very often in the beginning. This will disappear with practice. And if you want to do this, you want to focus on your intended location by saying, for example, I intend to visit, Monique in Paris this afternoon. You want to focus on that intention, rather than just saying, well, I'd like to teleport and let's see what happens. You want to actually have a specific goal and then monitor it and then do it, if you will. That's the best way to teleport. Now, as far as Men in Black is concerned, that's a topic that I do discuss in detail in the Time Travels from the Future book. There are four kinds of Men in Black.
Four?
Four kinds. The one that most people are familiar with are the government agents, if you will.
Yes.
This is relevant. You have, for example, the Air Force is most commonly associated with the Men in Black. And of course, all governments have their own agencies that, in fact, do have their Men in Black mentality. That's only type number one, okay? For example, the Air Force's Special Activity Center, AFSAC, especially the 1127 Field Activities Group, is mostly known as the Men in Black Center, if you will. Government collaborator William Moore goes into detail with his writings. The second kind of Men in Black, if you will, is what we call the Black Brotherhood. Now, this refers to the lower astral entities on the lower astral plane. These are nasty, black magic, summoned up beings that you don't want to ever meet. These are people that, or beings, if you will, that try to, play games with us, and they do nasty things,
mm-hmm.
and they do psychic attack. The callers that you had in the 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock hour, the first hour, mm-hmm. were really describing psychic attackers.
Might they be what, you remember the movie Ghost?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And when someone died, those horrible black creatures came and got people?
Only if they were nasty. If the good guys would go into that.
Right. Is that what these entities are,
yeah.
like that?
As a matter of fact, in my book, Protected by the Light, I describe in detail what these lower astrals look like. Sometimes people see silhouettes where they think somebody's looking at them. They turn around, they see a silhouette of a black shadow that disappears immediately.
A shadow person.
A shadow person is a lower astral entity. In fact, they can be lower-level demonic, so they can be pretty nasty.
Oh, see, I've always thought shadow people were harmless.
Oh, no. Really, that's a I'm glad you brought that up, because education to the public, they are not harmless.
They
are protected, they'll just be, they'll leave you alone. But if they're not, if you're not protected, they will cause nightmares, they can cause sexual impotency, they can cause violent behavior, they can cause brief reactive psychotic behavior, delusions, you name it. They can cause anything they want. In fact, I firmly believe, and a lot of my colleagues do too, that all psychotic behavior is actually a psychic attack by lower astrals.
So how do you protect yourself?
Oh, well, there are very simple white light techniques, and on the website I have a psychic protection from negativity technique also, exercise, which I always use in all my tapes and all the programs, so people can always be protected. That's very easy to do, actually. But these Black Brotherhood or lower astral entities represent the second kind of Men in Black. The third kind are the ones you read about in the old books in the 50s and 60s, the cartoon extraterrestrials, you know, the ones that could do these weird things but don't know what a ballpoint pen is, you know. Those cartoonish kind of characters are ETs. They look weird. They're really very disjointed. They're not really very relevant today. The ones that are relevant are the ones from the future. The time travelers from the future, they also have Men in Black. Those are the ones with the most sophisticated technology. And I'll tell you right now, a Man in Black will take you out if you try to specifically give evidence. For example, why doesn't a time traveler come on CNN with me, right? You know, or your show? A Man in Black would take him out in a New York minute.
They don't want the world to know that directly.
Right. Now, the reason why time travelers can actually avoid the Men in Black, see, once, this is the way it works. The Men in Black, we're talking about a futuristic Men in Black now, not the others. A futuristic Men in Black, or a time traveler from our future who functions as a Man in Black in our society today, and there are many of them, they have a device on them. It's sort of like the tricorder from Star Trek. They can detect when a time traveler comes into their sphere of influence. In other words, if a time traveler materializes by teleportation or by going through an enlarged wormhole, I describe all these mechanisms in the book, by the way, they know immediately that a time traveler is here, unless the time traveler is what we call a timeliner. A timeliner is a time traveler who's lived in the same time period, not necessarily geographic location, for 5 years or longer consecutively. Then he becomes a timeliner, and the Men in Black's device can't detect him. Traxxer is not a timeliner. Most of the time travelers must hang around the fifth dimension and function at this higher frequency of vibrational rate to avoid detection by the Men in Black's machine, or device, if you will.
Okay.
So therefore, that's the fourth type, and they're the worst type in a way because they're the most sophisticated technologically. The Men in Black, of course, their purpose is simply to protect. to reject and to block out and to disavow any information about time travelers, about extraterrestrials, about anything else in the world that it's a typical Pentagon mentality.
Does anybody ever slip through and they miss them?
I mean, yes, there are people. Of course, there are time. There's many time travelers on our planet right now. There are time travelers in this country. There are time travelers in California. There are time travelers in major cities throughout the world.